Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Well, it'll be more like L.A. Chargers coming to town Sunday, 3:05 kickoff. It'll be Ryan Tannehill under center. Not 8, it'll be 17. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe, now joined by Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. Terry, what did you make of the press conference from Mike Vrabel?
Well, you know, obviously, when you move on from a quarterback, it's an organizational decision, and it's a move of desperation in a sense, because this team's 2-4. The offense has been terrible. Not all of that is on Marcus Mariota, but Darren, you know as well as I do that when things don't go right, either the coach or the quarterback is going to take the fall for it. And in this case, the quarterback takes the fall for it because they're not ready to make any sort of coaching change or anything like that. So there you go.
What did you make of Mike Vrabel's answer to a legitimate question about, well, 2 weeks ago you were basically making fun of, you know, basically anybody asking about the quarterback position after the win over the Falcons, and 2 weeks later you've gone a completely different direction, and it's not because your quarterback is hurt, it's because he's been bad. And so then his answer was, well, that was kind of a joke. I mean, you know, you guys can't take everything I say seriously. I'm paraphrasing, but what did you make of that answer from a head coach in the NFL?
Obviously, that's obviously dodging the question, you know, because he obviously doesn't have an answer for it. And, you know, to me, this whole situation, you know, it's not exactly like it, but we've seen this play out before, Darren. When Vince Young was here, and he was a running quarterback, wasn't particularly a good pocket passer, but there were things that he could do and things that you could design and scheme and find ways to win with him. And the Titans refused to overhaul things. And granted, I'll say this, that 10 years ago when that saga was playing out, 10, 15 years ago when that saga was playing out, it was a different league. There were no Kyler Murrays, no Lamar Jacksons, you know, no guys like that that are now coming into the league, and teams are adjusting their scheme to what they do and making it work. You had Vince Young, who failed because he couldn't play an NFL-style offense. You had Tim Tebow, who couldn't play because he couldn't fit an NFL-style offense. You know, those sorts of things. But now, in this day and age, I blame not all of this on Marcus. I blame some of it on Marcus, obviously, because he's the one out there throwing the football and running the plays. But I blame some of this on an organizational failure for not embracing enough the style of quarterback he is and tailoring things to what he can do.
Good points. I will say this. I hope the next guy, however that may be, through the draft or whatever, the next guy, I hope he's a statue. That's what I hope. I hope he's a statue. I hope his 40 time is 14.2. Because, you know, all we've seen, and we can go through the list, Terry, we've seen every one of them. We've gone through this before, and they all were mobile. And you know what? That hadn't exactly worked out. So I'd like a big old statue for a quarterback. How about that? Let's try something different.
Yeah, well, let me expound on that point, because, you know, I think, you know, for whatever reason, this organization has adored Steve McNair, and obviously so, because of the accomplishments he had. But Steve McNair became a quarterback, a passing, under Mike Heimerdinger, Steve McNair went from a running quarterback who could throw occasionally to a passing quarterback who could run occasionally. the Titans have longed for that type of quarterback forever to replace Steve McNair. And truthfully, there are only a handful of those guys out there. Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson. Those are the type of guys who can play that type of football, who can make a play with their legs, but their primary objective is to throw the football to open receivers. What the Titans' mistake has been with Vince Young, Jake Locker, and now Marcus Mariota, they keep drafting running quarterbacks who can throw, but they're not throwing quarterbacks who can run.
Well said. What do you think? I'm obviously just asking your opinion, because we're all going to ask it this week. We're all I'm just telling you right now, I am more intrigued by this game because of the decision. Nothing against Marcus, but if it was, hey, we're sticking with Mariota, well, we've watched it for 4 years and six games, and you know, we'll just have to sit here all week and figure out if it's going to be good Marcus or bad Marcus. But with Ryan Tannehill, we truly don't know. So there is more intrigue on my end on how this is going to play out on Sunday. I have no idea. But how do you think it's going to play out? What do you think we're going to be discussing on Monday?
Probably how the offensive line is still a problem with this team. I think that's going to be a big factor in this game. I do think that Ryan Tannehill probably fits better the style of play that they want to go with. I think play fakes with seven-step drops, that's more Ryan Tannehill's game than it is Marcus Mariota's game, if you're choosing between the two. But I still think that a lot of the problems that are out there with this offense, whether it's the game planning, whether it's the execution, whether it's the play calls, whether it's the talent on the field, I think some of those problems are not going to be fixed just by changing out the quarterback. There's still issues with the offensive line. There's still no speed receiver who can take the top off the defense. And, you know, there's still really only Delanie Walker, and I'm starting to get the feeling about A.J. Brown, that are going to be consistent playmakers in the passing game. They still want to base everything off of Derrick Henry, but the problem is the offensive line hasn't been good enough even to sustain that, to keep them in second and three, third and one type situations, so that you can use play action and that you can use the element of surprise of passing when you're on running downs and vice versa. You know, to me, Tannehill may come in and he may play well. We've seen this happen before. We saw Kerry Collins come in and play well at times. We saw Matt Hasselbeck come in and play well at times. We saw Ryan Fitzpatrick come in and play well at times. But Tannehill is a bridge quarterback. He's probably, unless he surprises me, he's probably not going to be the answer to what all ails them.
Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com, here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. I'm curious of what Arthur Smith can now do with a different quarterback, because a lot of the things, Terry, that we've talked about has been, you know, Marcus, when he has that first read, he's money. But when he has to go through progressions, that's where he struggles. Do you think this opens up the playbook for Arthur Smith a little bit more, where maybe we can see that Arthur Smith actually knows what he's doing as OC?
Well, I guess it can't hurt. We're certainly going to find out, because, you know, it seems like they've just been doing the same boring, predictable stuff. And we'll see if, you know, if more of it was on Marcus or if more of it was on Arthur Smith and the play calling, but that combination certainly didn't get it done. And I think when you look at, you know, going forward with Ryan Tannehill, I guess we'll see how much they open things up or how much a difference, you know, having a different guy under center makes. But I think the jury's still way out on that.
Steve Lehman of News Channel 5 put on Twitter, Mariota said his expectation was always to be the best quarterback he can be for this team, quote, until the day I die, I know I gave it all I got, end quote. If this is, and I've brought this up to Darren and Willie before, if this is it, if this is the end of the Mariota era for the Tennessee Titans, do you believe he plays somewhere else, or do you think this could be a Jake Locker, Andrew Luck situation where he's like, I'm done?
Well, I think he probably will go somewhere else. I think Marcus still has that competitive fire. I know a lot of people don't think that he's the most, you know, fiery of guys in terms of his demeanor. But, you know, you saw it early in his career. He was a guy that didn't mind battling. He was a guy that, you know, in his own way, didn't mind, you know, he'd throw a block for his running back to get a first down. that sort of thing, and would be able to do those sorts of things to will a team to victory. But I think he will wind up somewhere, and I hope he winds up somewhere where whoever gets him will use him in the right way, just to see what his ceiling really is.
Do you think that we're going to see more out of Adam Humphries? Because that's been a giant disappointment so far after the big signing over the offseason. He just hasn't been very involved.
Yeah, you're right. I thought he would be a lot more involved. I thought he would be a safety valve for Marcus and the offense on those third downs, just moving the chains. But he's kind of been a forgotten man, and for whatever reason, I don't know. But it might be that this benefits Adam Humphries in some way, because they're paying him way too much money just to be a punt returner.
So if you're doing the evaluation of John Robinson, who is somebody that definitely has to answer some questions in all of this, I also have brought up that I think if you look at his draft classes, while still incomplete in some areas, he's drafted okay. It's the free agency signings that I'm worried about, that being Deion Lewis, Adam Humphries, as we just mentioned, Roger Saffold. I do have some concerns there.
Yeah, it certainly looks bad in terms of a grade for how you would evaluate his free agent pickups. I think one of the things he's been guilty of, and not necessarily with Humphries, because I think he still has a lot to offer, but I think he's getting the tail end of Deion Lewis's career, and he's getting the tail end of Roger Saffold's career. You know, there's Floyd Reese, when he was the general manager, would always say, you don't give big money to guys who are on the wrong side of 30 unless they're a quarterback, you know, that's still playing at a high level. And I think that those are mistakes that John Robinson has made. He's given guys who are too close to the tail end of their career big money, and they're not producing like they did in their previous stops.
Terry, you know this. We've been out to San Diego together to cover this game. We've seen the Chargers here. We've seen the Chargers out in California. In Southern California, whether in San Diego or L.A., and the results have not been good for the Titans over the years. So,
no, I think I saw that they were like 1-12 in their last 13 meetings or something like that.
It's a horrible history against the Chargers. How do you think this is going to play out on Sunday?
Well, you'd like to think that this sparks the Titans, but, you know, they're going to have to make a believer out of me. I'm going with the Chargers.
Yeah, especially with that, with some of the games we've seen over the years. Terry, really appreciate it. Hope you're doing better in your recovery, and we'll talk soon.
All right, thanks.
Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. We'll come back and wrap up the second hour next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or a sausage biscuit to hash browns, and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.